This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. You've heard it time and time again. Milwaukee is home to the longest-running school choice program in the country. And you'll likely hear that statistic a few more times this week.
That's because it's National School Choice Week in Wisconsin and around the country. But organizers say it's not just about voucher schools. Here's Choice Week President Andrew Campanella.
We're talking about all options: traditional public schools, public charter schools, public magnet schools, online academies, private schools, and homeschooling. So many different types of programs to give parents more access to a good education for their kids. And during National School Choice Week, we want people to learn more about the options they have in their community.
Here in Milwaukee, there are more options than ever for families to choose from, so many that making a choice can seem overwhelming to some. With such a wide selection, how do parents go about picking a school for their kids?
Lake Effect's Rachel Morello looks for answers as part of our Beats Me series that lets you ask the questions.
Jill Wesolowski and her husband didn't grow up in Milwaukee. When they moved here 12 years ago, they had to learn about the city day by day. Its streets, restaurants, sports teams. But until about a year and a half ago, when Jill gave birth to her daughter, she hadn't done much to get to know Milwaukee's schools.
We're starting to think about how does the whole school thing work? And we realized that we didn't really know how it worked or where to start. So we've been trying to look around for sort of like a resource and kind of coming up short a bit.
Wesolowski thinks she wants her daughter to attend public school, at least at first. It seems like a good return on investment, she says, for her property taxes. She's driven past schools in her neighborhood, done some Googling, and reached out to friends for their advice. Beyond that, she and her husband aren't sure where to look for information.
Neither of us came up with anything that was sort of, this is how the rules work, this is how you know what school district you're in, or I didn't find anything that seemed to be geared towards an audience of like, here's how you get started. How do I know, you know, what sort of approach they're taking? The curriculum, disciplinary approaches, some of the social aspects of school. Where do we go to start learning about all that?
Even folks who do have knowledge of the city struggle with this question of how to choose a school. Amanda Albert works in the education sector here, so her friends often approach her for help. There's just one problem.
And I know how to help them maybe if they're trying to compare within one sector, but when you're looking at, do we pick our public school? Do we pick the Montessori school? Do we pick that charter or that voucher school? I don't know how to help them get the information to make the right choice for their family.
Albert says she's not sure there is a single go-to resource out there, a getting started guide to orient Milwaukee's families to the city's complicated school scene and help them make solid comparisons.
When you go to a restaurant and there are six things on the menu, it's usually pretty easy to figure out what you want. And if you go to a restaurant and it's like 10 pages, it's going to take you a lot longer to try to figure it out. So having more choices, I think it always makes things harder, but especially when you don't have all the information.
Like I said, Albert works in Milwaukee schools, so she's pretty plugged in. She's aware of organizations within the city where she would go for help, organizations parents might not always be aware of. She names two such nonprofits here: PAVE, Partners for Advancing Values in Education, and Schools That Can Milwaukee.
Because both of those organizations are relatively agnostic as to school type, because that's the thing that can help you get around maybe some of the really political pieces of somebody making a blanket statement of like public school only or voucher is better or whatever, kind of that ideological twist. So I would think maybe the people at PAVE might have their finger on the pulse, but also be thoughtful about what questions people should have access to the answers to when they're making a choice.
So I reached out to Dave Steele,
President and CEO of PAVE.
So, sort of the list that I've heard, places parents can go for information about schools, I'll just list them. The school itself, so like campus visits, talking to staff, going to the website, current and former parents and students, organizations like yours, the Great Schools book, DPI report cards. There's not really like one comprehensive place to go. There's not one consultant or one book where everything is. Is that true, or do you know of something that I or these parents don't know about?
Yeah, thus far our efforts here in Milwaukee have been piecemeal. Thus far it's all very informal. And many times it's pastors and leaders in the community that are helping parents make these choices. And if there's a way that we can formalize that to make sure that we're getting the best possible information out there, we'll go a long way. Other cities have done a much better job of making sure that the information is out there for parents to use for all different kinds of schools. So whether that be one website, some cities have phone apps where parents can easily get information about the schools. And so far, Milwaukee hasn't done that. But I think that were we to move in a direction as a city, you know, ultimately the parents and the kids would win out.
Those other cities that have apps?
Yeah, New Orleans, Indianapolis, New York City are some that I can think of the top of my head. No city has arrived at kind of the holy grail, which is a system of getting the information out there that's used by, you know, 100% of the parents. But many cities are much further along than Milwaukee.
Maybe we've come up with the next big business idea for somebody.
There you go. Honestly, the closest we have is the MMAC map, where they took all the report card data and put it in and mapped all the schools based on their report card. And that's a great start. But we need to have something where, as a parent, I can say, okay, here's where I live. Here are the schools within a 2-mile radius of my house. Here are their test score rankings. Here are the programs that they have. Are they private, religious, are they public? Here's their approach. So that as a parent, I can say, okay, well, what's convenient to where I live, number one? What's high quality, number two? You know, what one has a drama program, which one has a computer sciences program, which one has a STEM focus. If we can get to that point where all that information is easily available, you can just drill down and boom, you have it. That's where these other cities are headed and are a little bit further along than we are.
Do you mind sharing with me, like, what sorts of questions you think are super important for parents to be asking when they're making these choices?
Absolutely. Well, you know, one size does not fit all in education. So first, as a parent, and as a parent myself, I've been down this road, you know, really ask yourself, what kind of environment do I want for the child and what do I want the outcome to be? So if you value a religious education, for instance, you can find those schools that pursue that course of study, but then seek information, visit the school, spend some time there, discern for yourself, based on the data that you can get from the state report card, information that you can kind of gather there at the school, whether they can tell you exactly what their mission and their vision is as a school and how they're going about making that a reality and serving every kid. But just because a school says that they do those things doesn't mean that they do them well. And it's really up to us parents to do that due diligence to make sure that what the schools say that they're doing, what their vision is, that they're doing well. I would just stress that my advice to parents, I would just take with a huge grain of salt, because what do I know? I'm a guy running a nonprofit organization downtown. I know what it's like to choose a school as myself, but if we're really going to move things forward as a city, we have to really listen to the community that we serve and not try to come up with a prescription or something to solve the problem for them, but to really get more parents engaged.
This, quote, solution Dave left me with, it's something I heard repeatedly from education insiders as a tip for anyone trying to choose a school. Talk to other parents. Parents like Gladys Manzanette. She's a Milwaukee native, and she went through several schools here. Now she has 4 kids of her own, and she's tried many a tactic to figure out where to send them to school. I met her for lunch in her office cafeteria to talk about it.
So I have 4 children, 21, 14, 8, and 3.
The variety of experiences that your kids have had, going to Maryland Ave, going to Escuela Verde, going to St. Lawrence, Bruce Guadalupe. In general, what do you want for your kids out of their education, no matter where they are?
For me, I just want an education where they can thrive. So each child is different and they have their own strengths and weaknesses. And I think those that can play up those strengths, those that can help them just really find their passions and being able to kind of thrive, those are the schools that I'm looking for. And I've been very fortunate to find that in my children's schools.
In addition to thinking about what works best for your kid, you were talking to me earlier about having that sense of feeling good when you're a parent visiting a school because you have that mommy guilt leaving them. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So I think when our child goes to school every day, that's where they're spending their time. They're spending more time with the teachers and the faculty and the other students more than they ever spend at home with you during the week. And for us, it was like very important that we had that sense of family at the school, that every single instructor, for lack of a better word, loved our children and wanted to see them succeed. And I feel that if we didn't have that sense of understanding and knowing that our children were in good care, we would seriously have this mommy guilt, this guilt of, oh my God, like how on earth do we leave our child there all day? I can sympathize with those parents that may struggle with that. You know, you don't have them with you. And so for us, it's, you know, it's very important that when you're selecting school, you're selecting a second family.
So remember Dave Steele told us, decide what's important to you and what you want the outcome to be for your child. Let's run back through Manzanette's checklist. Find a school that boosts your kids' passions. For her kids, for example, that's been engineering and arts. And find a school that makes you, the parent, feel comfortable leaving them there. No two parents' lists will look the same. To prove it, I put out a call to Milwaukee parents. Tell me what factors went into your decision about where to send your child to school. Here's just some of what I heard.
As a mother of four daughters, taking my children to a school that teaches family values and morals is just as important as the education itself. Additionally, coming from a traditional Mexican family, it is important for me and my husband to celebrate traditions.
We want our children to receive and share the joy of an engaged Jewish life. We believe in the continuity of culture, that we create meaning in life and give our kids the best opportunity to become happy, self-fulfilled human beings through a Jewish education.
No funcionó para mí su modelo educativo.
The captive model did not work for me. Another thing that motivated me was finding a school with a drive-through service, which at this time is necessary for us because our children are small.
When we were deciding where to send our child to school, I first took her personality into consideration. She's a very active child, and I thought perhaps a non-traditional school setting would be better for her than a regular school setting.
You can hear these and even more parent testimonies on our website, wuwm.com. Let's go back one more time to mother of four, Gladys Manzanette. What advice do you have for parents who maybe are at the level that you were with your son 20 years ago, trying to pick a school for the first time? Like, what sorts of, I don't know, words of wisdom do you have to share with those people?
Don't allow any one person to kind of color the research that you do. I think there are a lot of really well-meaning families out there that will want you to choose their school, but their school may not necessarily work for your child. And I think you have to be strong enough to do your own research. For those that are overwhelmed, start where you are. You know, research those that are in your neighborhood and start there. One can get overwhelmed. I don't want to minimize that in the least, but I think that because you know your child, you'll know what resonates with them. So you also know how to whittle away those that are not even possibilities. Make it a priority, because that's a decision that you make that will affect them, you know, for at least that year, if not more, right? So do what you can, do as much research as you can, visit. I think the research that you do on the front end will save you a lot of angst and a lot of just second guessing throughout the years that they're in school.
Now, if you're one of those people going up against the clock to make this big decision, you've been peppered with tons of advice and factors to consider, which probably added to the anxiety you were already feeling. But if you only remember one thing, remember this last thought from National School Choice Week President Andrew Campanella.
The reality is that school choice needs to be talked about in personal terms, not political terms. This is about matching students up with the schools and the environments that work best for them, whether it's traditional public schools, charters, magnets, online schools, private schools, or homeschooling. It matters for individual families what choice they make.
Let's cover what's important together. Submit your question about education or the environment in southeastern Wisconsin online at wuwm.com/beatsmeet. You ask, and we report.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter.